The Speaker of Egypt's parliament, dissolved last week by the nation's ruling military council, has said that opponents of army rule had no weapons and only what he called legal and popular means at their disposal. Meanwhile, activists have returned to Cairo's Tahrir Square, protesting the decision to delay results of Tuesday's presidential election. Christopher Wells has the latest on the situation in Egypt.
Thousands of Muslim Brotherhood supporters, along with some secular youth revolutionary groups, camped out Wednesday night in Cairo's Tahrir Square, denouncing the decision to delay publication of election results. The Electoral Commission did not say when it would announce the winner of the runoff between the Muslim Brotherhood's candidate, Mohamed Morsi, and former Prime Minister Ahmed Shafiq. Both candidates claimed that they won, and the Commission was supposed to declare the top vote-getter on Thursday. The Commission said the announcement was postponed because a panel of judges must look into about 400 complaints of voting fraud submitted by both campaigns. The delay in results for the presidential runoff adds to tensions in Egypt, where the ruling Supreme Council of the Armed Forces took a number of measures in the past week to ensure that they remain in control of the transition to democratic rule. A court order dissolved parliament, and the military issued a constitutional declaration that makes the generals the nation's legislators and gives them control of the budget. The military will also oversee the process of writing Egypt's new constitution. A previous attempt by Islamist groups to dominate the assembly tasked with writing the constitution has been dissolved by court order. I'm Christopher Wells.